This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. When Charles Colson wanted to start a prison ministry, he went to the chief of the Bureau of U.S. Prisons, requesting permission to go into the jails and do Bible studies with the men. The prison head didn't agree, but said he'd take it under consideration. Later, however, the chief happened to slip into a chapel service at a California prison and sat in the back where it was dark. One by one, the men lifted their voices in prayer, hardened criminals for whom there was little hope in life. But he saw something in these men that he knew had to be God's working. Suddenly, a prisoner stood to his feet and began praying for him. The prisoner had no idea that the chief was in that very room. But when the chief of prisons heard his name mentioned, he choked up. And it was that prayer that opened the doors of federal prisons for Charles Colson to begin the ministry of prison fellowship, changing prisoners' lives with God's love. Don't ever be guilty of thinking you cannot do much, because all you can do is pray. That's like saying prayer isn't as important as having money, influence, or ability. Prayer is costly. It means that we are willing to lay aside our pride, recognizing God as our source, rather than our own strength, intelligence, or effort. So too, we shouldn't hesitate to pray prayers that are bigger than anything we could ever hope to accomplish. We can't, but He can. Let's pray.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.